Wyoming imprisons more juvenile offenders than just about any other state. Part of the reason has to do with the lack of funding to find alternatives to jail, and the other has to do with the law enforcement philosophy in a particular community. Lawmakers have also been reluctant to take a firm stand on the issue. In a story first prepared for the program State of the Union, Laura Starcheski reports.
If you drive out on I-80, east of Cheyenne, it doesn't take long for the city to turn into fields of tall grass. I came out here with a guy named Robert.
My name is Robert Keeney. I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
He's 27 now, but back when he was a teenager, Robert went through Wyoming's juvenile justice system, and it changed him. That story starts out here, inside a brick building next to the highway.
We're standing in front of a juvenile detention facility. It's about 5 or 6 miles east of Cheyenne.
This is the Southeast Wyoming Juvenile Center. Robert was incarcerated here for 5 weeks when he was 17. In that short time, he was beaten by other kids and shot with a beanbag gun by police during a riot. As a kid, he experienced much of what inmates face in adult prisons.
Basically, I got up, we had breakfast, went back to our cells for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two, and then, just BS, read books, got beat up, whatever the situation was that day. Basic jail.
Keeney says the trouble started when he was just 14. He was depressed. He was bullied at school. Then he started fighting and got into drugs. He says he needed help and support, but that was hard to find. Robert was constantly in trouble, but he managed to avoid getting arrested until he was 17, when he ended up at the detention center with an aggravated assault charge.
My judge was almost strictly an adult judge. And I don't know that my judge really understood what I needed and what I wanted. The justice system is just the justice system. It's not necessarily geared towards kids or not towards kids.
And that's what's different about Wyoming. In every other state, most people under 18 are tried in separate juvenile courts, which are usually designed to focus more on rehabilitation than punishment. The idea is to give kids a chance to change their path while they're still young. But in Wyoming, at least 85% of kids are tried in adult courts, where they're much more likely to end up in jail.
A lot of those kids that are in detention, they didn't get something else they need, and that's why they're there.
Donna Sheen chairs the Wyoming State Advisory Council on Juvenile Justice, and she's a lawyer in Cheyenne.
There are kids in detention that may have needed drug treatment. There are kids in detention that may have needed somebody to take hold of their family and get their family straightened out. And instead, we're using detention, which is, generally very ineffective in changing behavior of juveniles and perhaps making these kids worse.
Wyoming does have one juvenile court, but the docket's crowded and the staff is limited. So prosecutors are forced to use local courts, adult courts, where options like drug treatment or community service aren't available. Now, some prosecutors and judges like the system as it is. They say jail time teaches kids a lesson. But most are just making do.
I think it's definitely clear from talking to judges that they recognize that isn't the best intervention for the kids. But by the time you get that far down the road, there really is no other legal options. And that's because we're using those courts, those adult courts, for very minor offenses.
Minor offenses like breaking curfew or buying cigarettes. And for many kids, going to jail is just the first setback of many. Their education is disrupted, they're cut off from family and friends, and once they've served time and are eventually released, they come out with little information on how to navigate the world as adults. Robert Keeney says he was clueless when he got out of detention.
Whenever we put a kid inside of a place for 18 months, what do they come to depend on? For me, I can tell you not having to ask to go to the bathroom was really weird. Not having to ask to go into my own room was really weird. And did I understand independent living skills? No, I didn't. Saving money? What? I even have a hard time with that today.
Kids released from juvenile detention often turn to crime again, and many eventually end up homeless or in adult prisons. Robert struggled after his release. He started using meth and got into more trouble with the law. He's careful to point out that the things he did were wrong, and he knew it. He doesn't make excuses, and he doesn't blame the system for his problems. In fact, he says, the system is a big part of what saved him.
I truly believe that if I hadn't been incarcerated, I mean, even though it was my first offense and all that other stuff, if it hadn't been for that circumstance, maybe I would have been where I'm at today, but I truly don't believe I would be, you know. I truly believe that it would have been way worse.
After the Southeast Wyoming Juvenile Center, Robert takes us to another building in Cheyenne. It's a big house with a yard and a parking lot out front. This is where he started to turn his life around.
I spent 11 months inside of that house right there.
The place was called Attention Home. He served part of his assault sentence here. It was still technically incarceration, but the experience was totally different from the detention center.
It was a group home. It was ran by the kids. Not ran by the kids. Obviously, we had staff members and stuff like that that were watching us and whatnot. But, like, we were supposed to correct each other's behaviors, if you will. If somebody was cursing a lot, you know, we'd say check it. That was the word that we used, check it.
Robert didn't appreciate this place when he was 17. He even ran away at one point. But he says that here, there was support and counseling, not just punishment. It was at Attention Home that someone finally reached out to him.
I had a therapist that was really good. He was pretty harsh, you know, but he was real with me, and he told me what he thought was going on. And he was, you know, I remember one time he literally ran to the wall 15 times probably, like literally running into the wall. And he said, this is what you're doing. There's a door right there. You need to learn how to use it.
The message eventually got through. It was up to Robert to change if he wanted a different life. He says he woke up one day determined to get off meth. He's 27 now, with 7 years sober. Since his incarceration, Robert's reached out to kids in trouble. He's talked at schools about meth addiction, even done job counseling, sometimes for kids who'd been to jail, just like he had. But for most teenagers in the system today, there are a few places to find the kind of support Robert got. Attention Home closed down in 2010 after cuts in state and federal funding. It's a story familiar all around Wyoming. There isn't enough money to go around for shelters, group homes, and treatment programs that help kids in crisis. Detention remains the default much of the time. And the after effects can follow kids around for their whole lives. Here's Donna Sheen again.
For the most part, almost all of these offenses are done by kids who are going to go on and do just fine. And we don't really want to hamper their ability to get into the military, to get into college, to get financial aid, those kind of things, by saddling them with adult court convictions that will prevent that.
State-level politicians and county prosecutors and judges across Wyoming seem to agree that there should be more emphasis on helping kids and less on detention. There's actually been some momentum for reform in the past few years, but deciding how to make that shift has been harder to agree on. So the process has stalled in the face of too many moving parts and too little money.
I do believe that it will take time. You cannot shut down what you're doing today and open up and start all new processes with all the people that are involved tomorrow.
Which means that for teenagers across Wyoming, a mistake, big or little, can still lead to jail. Robert Keeney's built a life for himself after his time in the juvenile justice system here. He's got a job, a family, his own home. But for teenagers in the system now, the future is an open question.